The new investigation found that former district official Silas Potter Jr. made even more inflated payments than was previously known, spending millions of taxpayer dollars on work that was never done or grossly overpriced. One contract paid $65 an hour for cleaning services, 3.5 times the going rate. Another paid out more than $36,000 for security equipment that really cost less than $6,000. All told, the audit found the shenanigans may have cost the district about $1.3 million, on top of the $1.8 million already identified in previous probes. Seattle School Board member Sherry Carr.
To think that there were people that helped themselves to money that was intended to go not only to the public good, but to the children of this public, it's deeply disappointing.
The scandal erupted last year and cost then-Superintendent Maria Goodloe Johnson her job. Carr says since then, the district has tightened its lax financial controls and oversight. The Washington State Auditor's Office is satisfied with the steps SPS has taken, but spokeswoman Mindy Chambers says districts need to tighten up their accountability, especially when they put their hands out for more public money.
The school districts around the state are always saying, you know, we need levies, we need to raise more money. I think the citizen expectation is once they have this money, that they have systems in place to account for it and to protect it.
Seattle schools will have 2 levies on the ballot next year. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.